Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Petita and Glenn Hussman. Jeff Petita is president of Tarkett North America, and Glenn Hussman is president and CEO of Tandis. Guys, welcome to our show today, and congratulations on the news that you're now one business.
Thanks, Kemp. Glad to be here.
Just a little background for those people that may not know the two of you. Jeff, you've been in the flooring business, I believe, for 22 years. Prior to becoming president of Tarkett North America, you were president and CEO of Johnsonite for 15 years, and prior to that in the contract furnishing business with Hauserman.
Did your homework.
Yeah. Glenn, you've been in the business for about 5 years as president and CEO of Tandis, and prior to that, I think you did something in the middle that I'm not real familiar with, but I know you spent most of your career with GE Plastics, right?
That's correct.
All right. You just announced yesterday that you have become one company. Basically, Tarkett has purchased Tandis from Oaktree. Most people know this, but Tarkett is the third largest flooring company in the world with sales just under $3 billion. You're mostly in the flooring business, a little bit in sports surfaces. And the company's based in Paris, owned 50-50 by KKR and the Deconinck family. And Tandis, been in the business 50 years in soft surface, mostly in North America, was part of Collins and Aikman until they decided that they were going to focus primarily in the automotive business. And in the late 90s, you were sold. You've got into an acquisition mode and bought Monterey in California and Crosley in Canada. You've been selling under the Tandis name now for over 5 years. And you were owned, as I said a minute ago, by Oaktree until this acquisition. Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about the strategic decision, why Tarkett wanted to buy the fourth largest commercial carpet company?
Well, Kemp, first let me say that we couldn't be more pleased to have this opportunity to work with Glenn and the Tandis team and have them become part of the Tarkett group. Mm-hmm. It's really an ideal situation for us. They've achieved really terrific results, and they've worked very hard to develop the Tandis brand, as you mentioned, with the three brands that they had, and doing so with great results. And from a market standpoint, they continue to get great recognition at the recent NeoCon, and as you probably saw at the Canadian IDEX show just a couple of weeks ago. So their entrepreneurial culture, their focus on innovation, and customers are really shared values with Tarkett. So we think this is a terrific opportunity for Tarkett and its shareholders, and certainly for Glenn and his team. And getting to your question, we over the years have really recognize that our customers are changing. We recognize they've got growing demands. Things need to happen faster, wanting probably fewer suppliers, and really requiring full solutions of array of products and surfaces.
I got to hand it to you, Jeff. You know, you don't just go and buy anybody. And if you look at what Tarkett's done, especially in the commercial market, you've picked off some of the sweetest companies. Obviously, the one you came in from, Johnsonite, and then Centiva, a much smaller company, and then now Tandis. I mean, you know, when you start looking at it from a designer's perspective, they stand very tall.
Yeah, that's a great point. And our shareholders have been terrific and looking for leadership companies and really have been supportive for us and made a major commitment to North America. So, as you know, commercially, we have on the Tarkett side a very strong color-coordinated system and portfolio from vinyl to LVT, rubber, linoleum, with strong accessory line and a strong capability to do customs to meet all of our customer expectations. However, we also recognize that full solution means we need to look into other segments and other categories, and we've been looking at commercial carpet for some time and felt that that would be a great addition to our portfolio so that we truly could be a full solution provider for our customers, our end users, and all of our channel partners.
You know, it's rare that a hard surface company goes and buys a soft surface company, so this is a little unique.
Well, we had lots of those conversations, but really I have to commend our leadership in Europe too and the shareholders for looking at this fresh and came away with saying, let's expand our portfolio. We really need to provide a terrific solution to our customers. So it's quite exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned earlier that you're president of Tarkett North America, and the way Tarkett sets that up, there's three presidents, so you're in charge of North America. You said in this press release that when you roll it all up now with this acquisition, you are a $1 billion company servicing North America. Tell us how that breaks out.
Well, as you saw in the press release, Tandis is roughly around $340 million on the commercial side, and the Tarkett commercial business is comparable to that number with the remaining part being a part of our residential and field turf business.
All right. So now that you've announced this, the next tough part is the integration. What will the first steps be that you'll do to integrate Tandis into the Tarkett family?
Well, because we're going to operate both businesses as separate entities, you know, as we look at the list of possibilities and opportunities, they're significant. So we'll really take our time to make sure we understand the capabilities of both companies and how we can maximize the strength of both companies. But in the short term, we see the obvious from our customer standpoint, the ability to coordinate designs and colors across our soft and hard surface categories, so that we extend this coordination strength that we have within Tarkett now across the full spectrum of products that we have. So our teams will be working on that. Second, we believe there's a great opportunity from a global standpoint. There's new opportunities for Tandis and international expansion and perhaps some markets they don't participate in today, as well as leveraging the strengths of both of our companies, both Tarkett and Tandis, in developing countries. And then the other short-term, I think, opportunity is on the sustainability side. They have done a terrific job with what their efforts are in sustainability. Tarkett has been evolving and has done some terrific work ourselves. And I think as we looked at the opportunities, we see even more things that both companies can do in a combined way. So I'm really excited about exploring that particular initiative. And then, of course, there's some mid- and longer-term things, but these are areas that we are going to address very quickly now.
All right. So you're going to operate the businesses separately. That means Tandis keeps their brand name. They continue to be headquartered out of Dalton. Glenn, a quick question for you. I'm curious, you know, when we track all these things and I saw some of these numbers come out with this release, we had you at about $250 million in U.S. commercial carpet sales, and the release said that you were roughly about a $340 million company. Where does that other $90 million come from?
Our 2011 carpet sales on a consolidated global basis are about $300 million. And we extrude our own yarn, and we actually sell a little yarn to outside customers, about $20 million worth. So, you know, that's where those numbers come from. And we expect to be right around the $340 million number in total for 2012 when you consider all of carpet sales worldwide and then our yarn external sales.
Okay. And you have some nice business in carpet in Asia, is that right?
Yes, it's growing. It's doing really well, and you combine that now with the robust global footprint that Tarkett has, and particularly their position in Asia. You know, that's just another exciting area for us to put the two businesses together and go after more growth.
So Oak Tree's owned you for 11 years. Most people know that a PE firm owns you. That's on the long end of an ownership. And, you know, I'm just curious how things will be different at Tandis now that you're part of Tarkett.
We've always enjoyed supportive ownership. The ownership's been determined to build a great business. And working with Oak Tree over these number of years has been terrific for Tandis Flooring. And while I'm sure we would have continued to thrive on our own, being part of Tarkett now gives us an opportunity to operate from, obviously, a much larger platform with multi-surface products enabling us to service the entire floor plan of any given project we're going after. And, of course, Tarkett's robust global footprint, as I mentioned earlier, it provides us an opportunity to offer our customers world-class local service wherever they are in the world. So without question, being part of the Tarkett family now, we're going to be able to accelerate our growth, and we're excited about it. It's been a great experience working with Oak Tree, but we also believe that our best days are certainly ahead of us being part of the Tarkett family.
You know, we know that Tarkett already has a well-established residential business. We also know that you have some of this fiber extrusion you were talking about earlier. Any chance that you might consider entering the residential carpet business?
Well, it is too early to say, but I'm sure Jeff agrees with me that everything will be considered. One of the challenges in getting together like this is there are so many opportunities to start working on. I think Jeff and I would agree it's one of the biggest challenges we have is to prioritize. Certainly, we know that we have the platform, the technology, and the products to serve residential market in multiple ways. I'm sure it's going to be on our list. It certainly will.
Jeff, one last question for you. I know that Tarkett for a long time has been talking about this whole balanced choice philosophy where you talk about enhancing the end user's experience. I'm sure Tandis probably has something similar to that. Do you plan to integrate balanced choice into Tandis program?
So balanced choice, simply put, is our product portfolio that customers have the capability to select their solution based on how they determine it. And having so many products now under our portfolio, whether it's their criteria is design, function, sustainability, return on investment, or price, the key is having the breadth and depth of a product for us to be able to help our customers make that choice. And now with soft surfaces added, the balanced choice strategy just got a whole lot stronger and really will benefit both Tarkett and Tandis as we market this banded coordinated portfolio.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with me today. Exciting news. It's going to be a game changer in the commercial flooring market. Again, we've been talking to Jeff Petita, president of Tarkett North America, and Glenn Hussman, president and CEO of Tandis. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.